This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Today we're at Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services up in Wrightstown, Pennsylvania. They were kind enough and awesome enough to be the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, which brought our broadcast here today. It all benefited the Eagles Autism Foundation. We appreciate them having us. 215-592-9494. All right, we threw up that Trey Turner poll question. Does he get too much heat? I would actually argue he gets not enough heat. I mean, I think we almost apologize for how bad he's been his first 2 years because he gets hot once in a while. I think he's been a totally disappointing player for the money they paid him, but some people think maybe he gets too much heat because he's one guy, right? It's a 26-man team. He's usually the one that we point to the most that says, you know, his struggles cost them there. I think it's appropriate, but maybe some people don't. So we have that. And of course, you expect a different version of Trey Turner this season. But, Hugh, this was pointed out. Actually, I first saw it from Elliot, and then I heard Jack last night bring this up. I'm curious if you think this means something, or is it just – it's just a thing, and it's kind of like that. It doesn't hold any weight.
What's that?
So you know how the Phillies have talked a lot about their chase rate, right? Being more selective at the plate, not swinging at bad pitches. Hugh, do you know which team led baseball in walks during spring training? That'd be the Phillies.
It is.
So the question is, does that hold weight? I mean, we all know what spring training is, right? Mm-hmm. It's preseason baseball. It's practice games. We rarely ever put any weight in results. Sometimes we'll look at, like, velocity of a pitcher and say, wow, he looks better. But we almost never talk about, like, if you ask me right now what Bryce Harper hit in spring training, I have no idea. He might have hit 100 or 900. I have no idea because we don't pay attention to the stats. Does it mean anything to you that the Phillies led baseball in walks in spring training?
That means they're not swinging at all the bad pitches, right?
Yeah, but does it?
No, I'm just trying. I'm workshopping a
right,
little
like
bit.
Right, like is it meaningful starting tomorrow?
I think so. And the reason why I say that is this. Going into the preseason, for me personally, I never wanted to peak too soon, but it was certain milestones that I wanted to hit. You know, maybe get one sack in the preseason to help me, you know, workshop some different moves or techniques that I wanted to do, but just wanted to get that, just to get one. Just to know that I still got the chops that I could get there, you know. So I think there's something to that because, like I said, baby steps. You want to be in a situation where you're not hitting your full stride, but you're on the right path. So I think there's something to that because I think it's a conscious effort to not swing at everything. That was the big story in offseason. You know, guys chasing pitches, guys swinging at bad pitches and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think there's something to that.
So I'm not going to get carried away with this. Like, it's not a bad thing, right? It's way better than if they led in strikeouts and were the last in walks. Like, I'd prefer this. It's certainly not a bad thing. I need to see this starting tomorrow, right? If they've really changed their approach that much starting tomorrow, then I'd be good with it. The other thing is I have no idea who these pitchers were they were facing. They might have been facing a guy that's in single A, and he's all over the place, and it was an easy walk. Like, unless you were watching every single spring training game, and everyone probably caught a few or listened to a few, it's hard for me to say it's meaningful. Now, I did see a stat that Stott was among the leaders, and I think he's really good at that, and maybe it means he's back to feeling himself, and that'd be great. Kyle, where do you come down on it? I mean, yeah, Elliott, we'll have him at noon, did equate it to Jalen Hurts and the interceptionless streak in
yep.
in training camp, which obviously did lead to a really good year by Jalen in terms of not turning the ball over. So are we doing this all over again now in a good way?
So if I'm to extrapolate what happened with the Eagles, the first month, we're going to suck.
No walks.
In terms of, yeah, hitting. We're not yep. going to walk at all. Then there's going to be an explosion. We're going to become one of the best teams in baseball mm-hmm. from that moment on. And it's going to be the reason that the Phillies win the World Series. So I'm sold. Now, I'll believe it when I see it. Just full transparency. I mean, you know, I'm not there yet. Yeah, it's spring training.
Right.
Like, I get the Hurts thing. Still, like, on the fence about whether or not that was actually part of the reason why he wasn't turning the ball over a lot in the season. I have my own theories on that, but yeah.
If we want to go and we want to use the Hurts example, what's meaningful now in retrospect is he was doing it against an Eagles defense that we found out was really good, right?
True.
It actually did. Maybe he was prioritizing taking care of the football with the Phillies. I have no idea which pitchers they faced. I'd have to go back through every game. Like, who are these guys? How many big league pitchers did they actually face in spring training?
Now, if I'm to get even more controversial.
Uh-oh.
And this is off of the Jalen Hurts thing, and the reason that he wasn't turning the ball over was because he wasn't throwing the ball in harm's way as much.
So, you know, you're saying maybe we're not, like, swinging as hard or swinging for the fences. Or doing
maybe they're like, well, yeah. you know, we're not really getting hits, so maybe we should just lock in on walks.
Yeah, starting tomorrow, we can really evaluate this one. 215-592-9494. The Phillies leading all teams in walks during spring training. Good sign means nothing. 55% are in the Phillies rose-colored glasses section saying, yes, it is a good sign. I mean, it's obviously a good sign. I don't know if it means anything at all. Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines here, why don't you help the people out? We got a great prize to give away today as we're giving away a $100 gift card to Sunoco today. And by the way, this hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, Hugh, clue number two.
Clue number two is this, was it quartet? They're threesome now, but it was a quartet.
Yep.
They're originally from Philly.
Oh, well, now you've hit something. You've hit the local bone there. Yeah. All right, so they were originally from Philly, a quartet that became a trio. Famous
I'm looking
one.
At a threesome.
Yep, 215-592-9494. Dave in Downingtown is up on WIP. What's up, Dave?
How you doing this evening?
Good, Dave. What's up?
Look, I think Turner should go down to the nine spot.
See, now we're talking. Now we're talking. All right. Why? Why do you feel
the nine spot? Then Schwarber will have a better chance of getting more RBIs.
Are you using like the good hitter at the bottom of the order kind of theory?
Yeah.
So look, a couple years ago, eighth? I think they dropped him to eighth when he was struggling in 2020.
Super struggling
before
yeah.
the ovation. I mean, here's the thing with something like that though. It's embarrassing for a player of his stature to hit eighth. I mean, I understand your point, Dave. And if he doesn't hit, like, then he's got to be dropped in the order. I don't know where he'll go, sixth, seventh, eighth at some point this year. It would be a lot. I mean, that would be, Hugh, if they dropped him to ninth, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I think it'd be embarrassing.
And I think, for him to hit that low in order. And we've just heard how, you know, for a lot of hitters, it's important what order they're batting in. Yeah, that to be down at the bottom order. That's
like I'm not in the Major League Buddies thing. Like if it's merit based and he stinks, then he's got to be dropped in the order. That's baseball. I don't care if it's sixth, seventh, eighth, but ninth to start the season would be a lot. Dave, give us a guess here for Hugh's clues. Who's he talking about today?
I had one, before that second clue. But the second clue, I not go to, with the OJs.
The OJs, Hugh?
No,
not it, Dave. Good phone call.
OJs
Dave.
Are from Ohio.
Well, I mean, he said the second clue threw him off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but no, I'm just saying. Yeah, okay. He just went with what was in his brain.
I think that at some point, if you don't know, you just got to throw a guess out there. I mean, there's nothing like what's the word?
Yeah,
for
I can
that?
Respect that.
Yeah,
yeah like, from Cleveland.
This is wrong, but I'm gonna guess anyway.
At least
like
he didn't
that.
Say I got nothing anymore. You know?
Yeah,
he
might not have known that they were from Ohio.
Yeah, maybe he just assumed they were from here. Who knows? Thomas in Broomall's up. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
I wanted to talk about the.
you know, the Phillies with Trey Turner. I kind of want him up there at the one spot. I never was a Schwarber guy. I mean, can you remember someone of Kyle's stature that led off?
Well, I mean, Ohtani leads off. I mean, he's different. I mean, he runs and he's a great athlete, but he's huge. I mean, you mean stature like slow?
Slow and stocky.
It's not standard. I mean, I'll give you that, Thomas. But what's the objective? Is it to look like a leadoff hitter or to get on base? Because
He gets on base, but, you know, I don't want the solo shot. I want, you know, people hitting before him. I mean, can you imagine him hitting third or fourth and driving in through? I mean, obviously, it's not realistic. You know, three runs a game with the power he has. It's really a mental thing when you can't, when you're moving from back to forth. Seriously.
Well, and look, I think if he's hitting fourth, and Thomas, he's probably going to be hitting fourth tomorrow, he could certainly drive in more runs.
That's the hope.
Yeah, he'll have more guys on base. But it's like it works in concert, right? Like, he needs Trey to get on base to drive Trey in. Otherwise, the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I get that.
They got to work together.
I'm wrong, too. I was thinking the Beatles if it wasn't for the second clue.
See, that second clue, sometimes it helps people. Sometimes it throws people off. Thomas, a good phone call there. He wants Trey in that leadoff spot, but he doesn't expect much. Yeah, sometimes you get that second clue. People will sit there and they'll call and they got their answer, and then you throw the second clue.
Yeah, but you got to think on the fly.
Well.
You got to be on the fly. You know what's funny? Mm. When we get these, there are other context clues that I give before I actually get, especially when we're doing these, because this is not made in a vacuum. And a lot of times, Joe will tell you, I come in with some randomness in my head on a daily basis. I gave you the biggest clue when I was riding into the city. Like I said, I had a chance to ride through the city.
You did. You gave away something.
And I said, it gave me a chance to reflect on certain things that I saw. Riding up 95.
I agree. You did do that.
I said
sometimes
that.
You give away a clue and a half, two
and,
clues,
and
one.
Not only that, I said it. And when we came up with this, I told you the rabbit hole that I went down because I had a chance to sit and just think about my ride and notice different things that I saw in the city riding down 95.
And here you are.
And
after
here,
your limousine
and here we
ride.
Are.
Here you are.
From Sterling Limousine.
That's right. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We have ourselves, I would call this a barn burner. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? Yes at 51%, no at 49%.
It started off pretty heated. The line moves, and it moved from the hour, right? Because it was 52, right?
48, yeah. I mean, people are split down the middle.
That means he was doing a good job.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't going to say that because we've been super competitive. I'm trying to put
this is you.
You started that. You started the thing.
I didn't even say anything.
Well, I never sit there and say, oh, I win today.
No,
you did.
No, listen.
You made it a competition.
When Joe gave me the numbers, right, when he gave me the numbers, he looked at me because he was waiting for me to say something. I didn't open my mouth. I just sat here and just sat here. That's
all I did.
But
this was never a thing
nothing.
Until you started doing
this. What are you talking? No, it was. It's always been a
no.
thing.
No. No.
All right, then, fire.
What is
I would like to have one day. Well, we ain't at each other just at the beginning. Just one day. Can I get one?
Can I ask a question? So what? You know what? Shut up. Well, that. you know how we always say that people are coping?
Yes.
What is it before it happens? Is it hoping? Is hoping?
It's hopium.
Yeah, it's hopium. That's what all the people answering yes on Trey Turner. It's hopium. We hope he plays better. He's 31 years old. He has 40 errors the last 2 years. And I got 51% of people having Hugh do a victory lap over here saying he's going to be different.
See, this is what it is, man. A lot of times as fans, if you're being honest with yourself, you are stuck in the past when it comes to your athletes. Every year that the season starts, hope springs eternal. But a lot of you people – want to be stuck in the
here
past.
We go.
You people want to be stuck in the past, man. You don't never want to give nobody the benefit of the doubt.
You've given them the not me. I was out after 2 months.
Now think what happens when
most people gave them the benefit of the doubt for 2 years.
Just think about all those young ladies and guys that used to be like dancers, and they used to dance, and now they've moved on with their life to do other things. What if people would say, I remember you when you used to dance at Delilah's.
This is your comparison for Trey Turner?
I mean, I thought it was
a
good comparison.
We paid him $300
Now I wish I could have walked it back because we got a young lady up here recording.
We have a guest. We're in a place of business.
Probably not
a
good analogy.
We're not back in our studio.
But I'm just saying, people change. Like Rocky said, remember when he fought Drago? If I could change, you could change.
Did you just invoke Rocky's
people
name?
Can yeah, because it's a good analogy.
Well, I like the analogy, but Trey has not.
People can change, man. I believe Trey is coming to this season focused. Just because she used to strip don't mean she's still stripping. She had to work the strip club.
I recognize you did.
Trying to break the tension, man. Kyle over there mad about stuff.
It doesn't make me feel better about a $300 million player.
I'm never mad.
Right. No, you're just angry. It's the difference.
Well, he's frustrated. Let's go to the phone lines here. Nick in Norristown is up on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey,
what's
Nick.
Up,
what's
man?
Up?
So, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. I wanted to go back to the debate that was kind of going on with Hurts and
Harper.
And Harper, yeah. Yep. So, my question is, if a choice had to be made, and one player had to go, Hurts or Harper, who would go?
What does that have to do
you
with
mean
the conversation
like,
that we've
like
had?
As a fan base, we get to choose
as
one
a
of
fan
the...
base, if you had to choose one to go, who would go?
I would say goodbye to Hurts.
I mean, I was thinking that. I was thinking, because I'm thinking from a popular... You're talking about from a popular...
No, I'm just speaking from a team perspective. Like,
from a team perspective.
I think it'd be easier for the Eagles to find another quarterback around the players
I didn't understand what you were saying.
If the Phillies lost Harper, I think they'd be in more trouble to replace that.
I see your rationale in your thinking. That's interesting.
What would you go with, Nick, if you had to choose one to stay, one to go?
Hurts has taken us to 2 Super Bowls and won one. He is pitcher made for the Eagles.
I agree with that, and I think he has the right temperament to deal with us. I mean, the nonsense and all the pressure that comes with Philadelphia. I do agree with you on that.
If you had a last fourth quarter drive or an option to have Harper bat in the ninth inning to give you the winning go ahead run or Hurts
to give you
the go ahead drive,
haven't we seen Bryce do this, and we haven't really had to see Jalen? I mean, I guess he did it, in the two years ago in the Super Bowl where they were down 8 and he scored and got the 2-point conversion. That's similar. I mean, but we've literally seen Bryce do it, right? The Bedlam at the bank.
No, we've seen him do it, but on the biggest stage. I mean, Hurts has done it multiple times in multiple games where he's come up with big play after
he
big
has.
Play.
He's been great in the 2
debate.
Super Bowls.
It's a tough debate, but I think the ring separates it. You know what I mean?
Well,
and
it might.
Different sports.
It is. Hugh, who would you pick?
That's a good question, man. I'm right. Jalen has those unquantifiable intangibles that I like. But I thought the question he was asking was something different. I thought it was more of the likability in the city. But when you presented it as a replaceable, initially I thought Jalen, but no, I would go with Bryce.
Do you think Bryce is less replaceable or more? Who's easier to replace?
Who's easier to replace?
Like if we had a vote, one of them is gone and the other one stays.
See, now that's a different argument. I would say Jalen is probably easier to replace.
That's what I think.
That's the way it was presented. That's how you heard. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
Nick, what are you feeling on Trey? You expect him to be
that's
different?
That's a tough one, though, man. That's a tough because I'm flopping. I'm flip-flopping now. Because it's hard.
it is a tough one. That's why
no,
I
you know
be
what? Because it's for Bryce Harper's skill set, it's hard to find. And we're talking about, hell, the Giants just signed 2 quarterbacks that are kind of washed.
Kind of.
Right.
Russell's full washed.
Well, and you know what's funny?
And Jameis is. I mean, he's
and you talk whatever. About it because we were sitting here before the show started and we were trying to debate who is the better starter for the Giants.
By the way, right. their win total is 3.5.
I mean,
I'm not sure it matters much.
So you presented a question to me that, I mean, honestly, I can't really answer.
I do think there's – It's kind of an interesting way. If you want to look about it, look at it multiple ways.
Look at the show, look at the people calling in, giving us show topics that we didn't even think about.
It's an interesting
smartest
thought exercise. Like, say the Eagles had the deal without Jalen Hurts for a month, but the Phillies had the deal without Bryce Harper for a month. I think the Phillies would be better off than the Eagles would be without Jalen.
In the year they went to the World Series, they dealt with Bryce
Harper
for 2 months.
They deal with it a lot, and we see the drop-off when Hurts goes out. Like, I know we say, oh, the Eagles could more easily find a replacement for Jalen Hurts. I'm not sure about that.
Like,
I don't think either of them are easy, but I think that's a little bit overboard, where it's like, we'll just find another quarterback.
Isn't part of this, though, because the Eagles are better? They have more good players, right? Like,
right.
If you take Harper away from the Phillies, who's the best player on the team? Turner?
Probably. Zach Wheeler, but like in terms of hitting.
But a pitcher, though, he only affects like one game every 5 days.
Right. The Eagles have so many good players. There's a thought in the back of at least my mind and a lot of minds. If you find another good quarterback, they'd still win a lot of games.
But here's the thing. The unquantifiable intangibles. Because when you brought it to my attention, I was thinking about athleticism and skill set. And if that's the requirement, then – of course you go with Bryce.
Yeah.
But
the Phillies could sustain a pretty decent level of offensive production even if they had to go without Bryce Harper for a month or so.
Yep. Yeah, but those unquantifiables that Jalen has, though, man, it's something about that.
Nick, we need a guess from you. Huge clues. We forgot. We need a guess. What do you got?
So what's the question?
So we have Hughes clues. So let's help Nick out because he's.
Let me give him the first two.
Yeah, give him the
since
clues.
You got us off on a tangent and you probably forgot the questions.
It's
okay, the first clue was this is a famous trio that used to be a foursome, and they are from Philly.
Men or women's?
What?
Men or women's?
Men or.
It's not how
what?
It works.
Men are are these four women or four men?
Come on, man.
We can't give you another clue, Nick. We didn't
damn.
Guess.
I just gave you the two clues.
3 degrees.
3 degrees. Nick, not it.
Who's 3 degrees?
I don't know. I just know that's not our answer, is it?
Mm.
Kyle, who's 3 degrees?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm about to Google it.
Let's go to Corey in West Philly. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Corey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I was so ready to talk about the Phillies until I heard the Jalen slander.
From who?
Rubbed me the wrong way.
Who's
from you? Who else? From who?
What do you mean?
You?
What slander? Oh, what did I say?
Classic Gilio.
It would be easier to find a quarterback than it would be to replace Bryce Harper. Like, are you serious, bro? Like, come on, man.
In the context of the teams they have, where are the Phillies? Where are the Phillies finding a player as good as Bryce Harper?
You can find another slugger in the major league.
No, but not just a slugger. We're talking about a player.
A Super Bowl winning quarterback. I just don't agree with that at all.
So wait a second. If we asked this question before the Super Bowl, your mind would have changed because you just labeled him a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But that's you didn't use great quarterback. You used Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Won a Super Bowl because he's great. That's why they won a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean,
it was destined to happen. I mean, you don't believe it, and that's fine.
No, that's not fair. In his first year as a starter, I said they're going to win a Super Bowl with him. So I did think this was going to happen one day. But I don't think they won it because he was great. He's part of the reason they won it because they had a great team.
Your opinion doesn't mean anything to me.
that's cool.
I mean, you did call into his show.
I did, but it's slander.
I don't think I was slandering him. Sometimes you could say that, and I'll say, all right, maybe I'm being unfair. I don't think it's unfair. I think it was an either-or question. Hugh thought it was a tough question.
That's a tough question.
If it's 50-50, Corey, someone's got to lose, right? That doesn't mean it's unfair to that person. Corey, what do you feel on Trey? You expecting to bounce back?
I do expect him to bounce back. Putting him in a new position and moving him up in a batting order. It should do something to him, to his psyche. You know what I mean? And the fact that these boys want to win, I think that it's going to be a difference within the whole team, not just Trey, but the whole team.
I hope you're right, Corey. All right, Corey, give us a guess here. Hughes clues. Who's he talking about today?
I think I got the answer. My first answer was wrong. He gave me a clue, so I'm going to say Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men. Corey.
They've always been a trio, right? No, because they used to be a foursome. Yeah, that's a good guess,
it's
man.
It's not it, but it applies. We've had a couple today that applied, but it's not the one that Hugh has in his mind.
And you know what? I found out who 3 Degrees was.
What were they?
They were a vocal group from Philadelphia, and there have been 16 women that have been a part of this group, but it's always been a trio. But there have been 16
they just
women.
Rotate them in and
well,
out?
Well, I guess the members, they've over the years, it's been 16 members, 16 different members.
Well, we've had some good guesses so
That's
far.
That's a good guess.
Another clue coming your way next hour. All your phone calls. You expect Trey Turner to be different this season. Yes or no? 215-592-9049. For back to the phone calls, and we'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks. We'll get to his take on this Philly stuff, and we have to address a recent tweet of his that has just gone off the walls. That next, your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a chance to take a swing at $500,000 of bonus bets every day from March 27th to the 30th, this Thursday through Sunday. It's all part of the $500,000 daily home run jackpot. All you have to do is use your jackpot profit boost on a player to homer. And if they go yard, not only will you get bigger winnings on your home run bet, but you'll also get a share of that day's $500,000 jackpot. This season on FanDuel, big wins are on deck. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and take and look for the daily home run jackpot. Make every moment more with FanDuel. You're home for betting home runs. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.